The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.
You're listening to Fresh FM. My name's Matt. I'm joined by Courtney from State Cinemas, which means, once again, it's time for another At The Flicks, looking at the films happening down at State Cinemas in Nelson, and the odd sneaky one popping up at The Suitor as well. Kia ora, Courtney.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. How's winter going with the cinema?
It's good, it's good. It's pretty warm inside. The office is really nice and warm, which is good for us.
Yeah, definitely. I went last night. It was a particularly chilly night. Went and saw Top Gun in one of the cinemas, and it was comfortable. And I got to say, Top Gun Maverick, if people haven't seen it, it's pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. It's my favourite, I would say, of all the ones we're showing. So, well, to be fair, it's the only one I've seen for a while.
there you go.
But it is great.
Yeah, and look, it had a full cinema, which was really good. Mm-hmm. I've got to say, I even watched the original a couple of nights ago just to reacquaint myself. And watching the original, I went, not a great deal actually happens in the original. Like, there's a few flights and stuff, but there's not heaps. This one takes the action and ramps it up 100 times.
There's so much more action in this one.
Yeah. So anyway, well done to the Top Gun Maverick crew. It was, you know, everything you expect in a blockbuster. You can sort of pick some of the things that are going to happen, but it's just a visual and audio sort of feast.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. So anyway, enough about Top Gun, which is obviously still showing, so people can still get along and see that.
Yeah, it's still daily showings for Top Gun.
Cool. Day. All right. Now, last week, I think you had some previews of, was it the new Minions movie or something? Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that this week?
Yeah, we
last
had
week?
Advanced screenings of Minions, The Rise of Gru, over the weekend.
How did they go?
Really well.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a popular franchise.
Yeah. And I'm imagining that the kids who originally interacted with the first Despicable Me are getting on a bit now, but there's obviously some appeal still.
Oh yeah, and there's five films in the Despicable Me franchise.
Wow.
Yeah, they keep going, and apparently there's a fourth Despicable Me coming out in 2024.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, there's lots of legs in that one. So it's on now with some regular screenings, yeah?
Yeah, so it's on daily from about midday.
Okay. And if, say, somebody has no idea about Minions or Despicable Me, do you want to just give us a quick recap?
Mm-hmm. So, well, if you haven't seen Despicable Me, then you won't know Gru. but Gru is basically, he's a supervillain, but he's a nice one. he tries to be bad, but he's just not. And the little minions that you see everywhere are kind of like his supervillain team.
Yeah.
And they go along on all of these adventures and try to be bad, but end up being good most of the time. And they're just really cute to watch.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. And so this particular Minions film, it's a sequel to another spin-off prequel, Minions, which was in 2015, and that one was all about the Minions and how they got to where they are and more into depth about each personality.
Yeah.
But this one is about more about Gru and how he got to be a supervillain. So he's young in this. And basically the storyline is a supervillain group called the Vicious Six expels their leader. And this young and inspired Gru interviews to become their newest member. And he manages to mess it up so badly that he finds himself the group's new enemy. So, yeah, he's always getting in trouble, but now he's running for his life and he turns to an unlikely source of help. Ooh. Bit of a cliffhanger there.
Okay, well done. That's a good bit of teasing. Okay, and what ratings? It's obviously very, very family friendly.
So it's PG, so there is some violence.
Sure. Okay. Cartoon violence, though.
Yeah. Cartoon violence is very funny.
It is. Okay, cool. So that is, what's it called? The
Minions, The Rise of Gru.
All right. There you go. Get the kids along to that one. They will love you for it.
Yes.
Cool. Anything else new on the horizon?
Mm-hmm. So we have A Mermaid in Paris, which was the film for the opening night of the French Film Festival.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so the French Film Festival has ended, but A Mermaid in Paris came out as one of the more frequently watched ones. So we've got that showing at State for you.
And what sort of times are on that one? Is there some sort of regularity with it?
Yeah, so that's daily from midday, three showings a day.
All right. Now, another movie that I'm assuming is coming fairly soon, I did see the trailer for it last night, was a new take on the Thor character.
Mm-hmm.
He looked fat and he looked like he was retired. And what's up there?
Yeah, so Marvel's released Thor Love and Thunder and it officially releases next Thursday.
Uh-huh.
But we've got advanced screenings Wednesday 6th July from 6 p.m. So it's a bit different to the usual Thors. It's more, it goes into the story of Thor and kind of his feminine side.
Right.
So he basically finds himself on a journey unlike anything he's ever faced before, and he's looking for inner peace. But he's also tried retiring, but is interrupted by a galactic killer known as Gore the God Butcher, who is trying to extinct the gods.
Okay, wow. All right, that's going to interfere with your retirement, I'm gathering.
Yeah. So it's a lot different, but he enlists the help of some previous people we've seen, including his ex-girlfriend, Jane Foster.
Yeah.
And they kind of embark on a cosmic adventure to uncover the mystery of God Butcher's vengeance and stop him before it's too late. So another galactic kind of adventure, but more on the feeling side of things than the fighting side.
Yeah, because it has love in the title, I think, doesn't it?
Yep. Thor, Love and Thunder, which is that's a good... it's a good title for it, I'd say.
Yeah. Now, that's obviously quite a popular part of the Marvel franchise, old Thor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think everyone knows Thor. Like, I'm not even like much of a Marvel person, but I watched Thor for Chris Hemsworth, and I think a lot of people did that.
yes, I would say. Yeah. Cool. Okay, so you've got previews next Wednesday. This is Wednesday coming. Yep.
Yep. So at 6 p.m. and 8:40 p.m.
Okay, good to know. So a couple of new releases and The Mermaid in Paris, which is what do you call it? It's come back from the French Film Festival. And I'm assuming that is about a mermaid in Paris.
Yeah, so A Mermaid in Paris is the story of a broken-hearted Frenchman who has sworn never to fall in love again, but he meets Lula, a mermaid, who uses her singing to defend herself from men, making their hearts race until they explode.
Wow.
So the two form kind of like a bond through their singing. And I haven't seen it myself, but I'm hoping it's a good ending. I'm hoping he doesn't explode.
Yeah, well, you never know. Hearts do strange things sometimes.
Yeah. And that is all in French with English subtitles.
Okay, cool. What sort of ratings on that?
It's rated M, because there is a little bit of nudity in it.
Okay. No problem. Well, you'd expect that with a mermaid, maybe.
Yeah, you would. They're generally topless.
Yeah. Was that a design by some... Yeah, no, anyway, let's not go there. Yeah. Now, you've got something also, I think, for the Metro. Now, tell us about these Met performances.
So we have the Met Opera at the Souter, and that's been playing since May, but We do have one coming up on Wednesday, the 6th of July, the Cinderella.
Okay. Cinderella, yeah. The traditional story of Cinderella.
Yeah, so it's based on the original Rags to Riches tale, but all performed in opera.
Okay, so the Met performances, is it a filming of a live show? Is this how this works?
This one actually was a performance in the 2017 and 18 Met Opera season. And it was so popular that they've brought it back for 2022.
Wow. All right. And, yeah, so that's showing this time at State Cinema. Is that right?
No. This will be at the Suter, okay, but
cool.
Right. So there are some coming up for State Cinemas in August.
Okay. Now, if you're wanting to look at things that are happening at the Suter, it's as easy as clicking through from your main website, yeah?
Yeah. So you can either go from our main website, or we also have the Suter Theatre website, suter.statecinemas.co.nz.
And it is just statecinemas.co.nz to get to your main site as well.
Yes, yeah. And we have an art on screen, the Tutankhamun, the last exhibition, playing at the Suter Theatre this Sunday, the 3rd of July, and that's at 1 p.m.
So how does that work then? So this is an actual exhibition that's been filmed, is that right?
Yeah. So all of our Art Beats films are kind of, they're all to do with actual like art, which suits the art gallery.
Sure, yeah.
it's a documentary. It's all about the discovery of his tomb.
Okay.
So it'd be quite an interesting one, I think.
Yeah. And so that's a documentary, so is it exempt from classification?
Well, it's rated E, so yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they all are.
Yeah. An interesting thing with them. All right. So anything else that's on the horizon coming up that you think people need to know about? I know that the school holidays are on the way, so obviously you've got the Minion movie there for that one. Is there anything else?
At the moment, Minions is going to be the main big showing, and Thor, Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
We still have Lightyear.
Okay. So that, yeah. All right. Lightyear showing as well. So Lightyear is the origin of Buzz.
Yeah. The origin story of how he got to where he is, and it's showing daily at the moment still as well.
Okay. And this has our own Taika Waititi, I think, as a side character, a support character or something.
Which is quite... it's very cool for New Zealand.
Yeah. I know an older person who went and saw this, and they thoroughly enjoyed it. So there you go.
Oh, that's... yeah, I think it's definitely one of those family kind of films where you can go, the parents and the kids, and you'd both enjoy it.
Yeah. All right. And is the big dinosaur movie still on, Jurassic World?
There are still big dinosaurs. Every day.
Yeah, okay.
You can hear them through the walls.
And people seem to be enjoying that?
Yeah, I think so. We tend to get quite a few people coming to those still, which is great, and that's still going to be playing in the holidays too.
Cool. All right. That's good news. I am talking to Courtney from State Cinemas. You are listening to At The Flicks on Fresh FM. If people are wanting to find out more, you obviously have a newsletter. How do people subscribe to your newsletter?
Yeah, so you can either email me at, which is events@statecinemas.co.nz, and I can add you to it. Otherwise, you can visit our website, and there's a little drop down there with a newsletter, and you can sign up there.
Brilliant. And then that will keep you absolutely informed. And of course, you can just go to statecinemas.co.nz or the Facebook page. If you're a Facebook person, how do you find the cinemas there?
Mm-hmm. So we're just State Cinemas Nelson on Facebook.
All right. And do you do the odd giveaway and bits and pieces through there too, don't you?
Yes, we do, and we may have a little Lightyear giveaway coming up.
There you go. There's a bit of a tease. So if you're a Facebook user, get on to State Cinemas and you may be able to win yourself something.
Yes, definitely.
Cool. All right, anything else you want to add before we wrap up today, Courtney?
Not really. I just say still come into Top Gun. You've got to see it if you haven't yet.
Yeah, I agree. As I was pleasantly surprised. I really was. I'd heard the hype and thought, but I come out of it going, man, that was really enjoyable. And what made it even more enjoyable was the dipped nut ice cream. Oh, I love those ice creams.
Oh, gosh.
There's something special. There's something special.
You've made me want one now. I might have to go grab one.
Well, there you go. There you go. I'm sure you can do that easier than I can. Hey, Courtney, thank you for joining us for another At The Flicks. Nice to catch up with what's happening down at State Cinemas. And we'll catch up with you in a week's time.
Yeah, definitely. Can't wait.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz.